Hello again. So far in this series, stimulated by John Carroll's book, we've seen three biblical themes. Firstly, that God, Yahweh, calls himself I Am, which over time becomes clearer and clearer. It's more than just saying he exists. It's that he is the one and only creator of all things that exist. That he's not answerable to anybody or to anything, that he will be who he will be. Secondly, we've seen that humans have rejected God by replacement. We've set ourselves up as the I Am, replacing God with ourselves, claiming that we're free and able to do whatever we want to do, to be whatever we want to be. We're not answerable to anybody else or anything else. Thirdly, that God's response to our arrogance is death. Death that dominates our lives, death that mocks our every endeavour, death that makes nonsense of our claims, death which finally brings us to judgment. For it's appointed to everybody to die once, and after that is the judgment. All this is necessary for us to understand the fourth theme of the other great replacement of the Bible, Jesus' death for us. In John's Gospel, Jesus often claims, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. And famously, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But in chapter 8 of John's Gospel, there is the confrontation with the Jews, and his claims are more absolute. Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. And so they picked up stones to throw at him. Who was right? The man who claimed to be I am, or the men who were throwing the stones at the blasphemer? For a man to claim to be I am is the ultimate blasphemy. Unless, of course, he is. And there's the difference. When we assume the role of I am, we choose to do what we want to do and to be what we want to be. But Jesus called himself I am, and he chose and came to do the will of his Father. When God's Son declared himself as I am, it was to be the man God wanted him to be. It was to willingly do his Father's will. But why? Why would I am become human? Why would the Father send his Son into the world of sin and death? John's Gospel tells us in chapter 3 and verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And as we read later in the New Testament, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Martin Luther King, the great American civil rights campaigner, put it this way: man cannot save himself, for man is not the measure of all things, and humanity is not good. Bound by the chains of his own sin and the finiteness, man needs a saviour. But why would God send his Son to save us? Why did Jesus have to die? There's lots of reasons in the Bibles, but two of them are God's love and his righteousness. So we read in chapter 5 of Romans, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Again, as Martin Luther King has it, Christianity affirms that at the heart of reality is a heart, a loving Father who works through history for the salvation of his children. But God's love in Jesus' death for us is moral and righteous. As Romans chapter 3 verse 25 says, it shows God's righteousness. For God is not an old sentimental fool winking the eye at naughty boys and forgiving evil indiscriminately and making justice into a joke. God takes the sin of the world so seriously that it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 of Jesus, "For our sake God made him who knew no sin to be sin, in order that we might become the righteousness of God." Here's the second great replacement of the Bible. The first is our replacement of God with ourselves. The second is God's replacement of us by taking our sin and punishment upon himself in order to save us. In death, Jesus took our sin and punishment as our representative and as our substitute, taking our death upon himself, dying in my place and your place, and defeating death by his death. And how do we know he defeated death? How do we know that he paid for our sin? Well, that's the next video, when we deal with a theme which is not in John Carroll's book. Bye for now.